As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, The Burt Show.
We are down to the Fugly Four in The Burt Show's Busted Baby Bracket. Last year and in previous years when we've done this before, and we've done like a beautiful baby bracket, a lot of you guys have emailed us and said, oh my God, baby 26, that doesn't deserve to be in there. That's not a good looking baby. The one thing I know for sure is there is going to be no controversy with these final four.
the top seeds made it to the final four, didn't they?
As they should.
There were no upsets.
The championship is up for grabs. It's anybody's.
It is really anybody's. So, and so matchup number one.
Dented head conehead.
Yes.
Dented conehead.
And then receding hairline baby.
Yep.
With a very large forehead. And then matchup number two, we have another one of our conehead babies made it to the end. And then my sweet little melted gummy baby.
We don't know if melted gummy baby really made it into the conehead umbrella, because there appears to be like a...
That is the quintessential beanie that they put on all babies at the hospital.
Is it? It's not the one to cover up that cone?
No.
Okay.
Well, when they come out, you know, because I don't know if you know this or not, it's warm inside a woman's body. So when they come out, it's a little startling how cold it is.
For yours too?
Yes. Okay. Believe it or not, yes, it's warm inside, even though obviously not since I came up with this idea on the outside. So they immediately put those, I mean, it's just the quintessential hospital beanie that they put on every single baby with the blue and the pink stripes.
There's $1,000 on the line for the family that wins / loses this. So go ahead, vote online. It is the Burt Show's Fugly Four now in our Busted Bracket competition. All right, forgive or forget. She's having a hard time forgiving a friend who did her dirty on Instagram. Kristen's got the email.
A few weeks ago, my roommate and I had a bunch of friends over, and I may have had a bit too much to drink. Long story short, ended up passing out at home. What happened next is what's really bothering me. My roommate, let's call her Sarah, took a picture of me with my phone while passed out. Shirt hiked up, messy hair, spilled drink on my jeans, mouth wide open. Now, if she had just taken the picture to show me the next day, that may have been funny. Instead, she used my phone to upload the picture onto my Instagram account with a funny caption as if I had posted it myself.
That's foul.
By the time I realized it, the picture had already been up for almost 24 hours. I was humiliated. I also have a feeling that this might have been why I received an email from a teaching job I was interviewing for that said they didn't think I was the right fit for the position.
Oh, damn.
Bad time.
Now I got serious.
I can't let go of my anger and have been really distant towards quote unquote Sarah. I've really only said a few words to her in the last few weeks. I don't know if I'm justified for how angry I am. Should I let it go? Or is it time to end this friendship and look for another roommate?
For me, this would be a situation where I would have a really hard time forgetting, but I think I would have to bring myself to forgive her. Because listen, the intention here wasn't to get you fired or not get you this position, to not humiliate you. Obviously, I think it was stupid, but maybe she uploaded it while she was also intoxicated. Yeah. And she also made a drunk mistake. I know you're embarrassed. I would be equally peeved if I was you, but I think when it comes to making the decision whether to ditch a friend or to continue to work through things, you've got to look through people's patterns. So if this is something that she continually does after you have the conversation, then I think it's time to forget this friend. Otherwise, I think you're in the best bet to forgive her.
And I don't think it's the mistake. It's how the friend handles the mistake.
Right.
So if she was, if she's doubling down thinking it's funny, well, then you got to reassess this friendship. But if she is showing like sincere remorse and is very apologetic and like obviously never thought a future employer would look at this and you not get a job, I think if she falls on that and tries to make it up to you, then there's room for forgiveness.
This would really come down to how close me and a friend was before this happened. Because forgiveness, I've not always been the best at in my life. And it would upset me to know that at the point of you taking this picture and taking my phone and going into my Instagram and posting it, like at no point did you stop and say to yourself, this might not be the best idea. That would bother me. But I probably would be able to get past it, but I could definitely understand needing to process it and needing some time to figure out your friend's intentions behind this.
Yeah, I would need to know more about the relationship because I think women bully each other differently than dudes do. So if this is a true friend, this is just a bad mistake. It was funny. She was drunk. You were drunk. But if it was somebody that might be a frenemy and this is kind of a passive aggressive way of bullying you, then you got a different situation here.
Abby, I'm curious. How did you feel when you got your phone Sunday morning and you were looking through the photo roll and you saw all those pictures of us?
Oh, yeah. When I saw the hand vagina that you guys took.
Hey, yo.
All right. So what happened was, what Abby didn't know is after she took that tequila shot at dinner and she was like, I got to go to the bathroom, she left her phone on the table. So, of course, with the iPhone, you don't have to unlock it. You can just at the bottom right, press it, and the camera pops up. So we just started having a field day taking pictures of people's crotches and, like, hand vaginas and then doing this weird thing where it looks like somebody's naked and it's their legs and their butt. But of all, you know, and so we got to a certain point where maybe it was me. I was pretty drunk, though, where I was like, okay, enough is enough. We've taken so many pictures on this girl's phone.
It could have gotten worse. Like, I don't know that you've been told this yet, but while you're in the bathroom puking, we all knew you were going to try to make a run for it without saying goodbye to all of us. So I was on the outside in this one. I was not involved in it, but somebody had the idea. Three-fourths of the party went outside in front of the door. So when you left the bathroom and tried to get your Uber, we were all going to be there and not let you go.
That's hilarious.
We were going to be there to cheer.
That's hilarious.
Wait, that's so nice. You guys listen, I don't remember. After the tequila shot, it was lights out for me. I don't remember anything. As far as I'm concerned, I teleported home.
Yes.
So you could have cheered for me and I wouldn't have remembered anything.
Bart was so excited.
He was.
He thought it would be so hilarious. And then Joel, he came back. He was like, guys, this is me, guys. We can't do this, guys.
I don't think it was mean. Honestly, when I found those photos, it made me feel so much better because I woke up with the worst anxiety. I was like, I just destroyed Molly's beautiful bathroom with my Wagyu throw up.
Hey, The Bert Show.